The bishops of Western Canada have been visiting Rome this past week on their ad limina visit. A highlight of their trip was today's meeting with Pope Benedict XVI. Catherine Smybert has the story.
In his address to the West Canadian bishops, Pope Benedict said that notwithstanding the increasingly secular climate within which they serve, he still draws much encouragement from the bishops' reports.
In particular, I have been heartened to note the zeal and generosity of your priests, the selfless dedication of the religious present in your dioceses, and the increasing readiness among the laity.
But the Pope put some pressure on the Canadian bishops when he presented the parable of the prodigal son, challenging them to especially learn from the elder brother in the story.
And what of the elder brother? Is he not, in a certain sense, all men and women as well, particularly those who sadly distance themselves from the Church? His rationalization of his attitude and actions evokes a certain sympathy, yet in the final analysis illustrates his inability to understand unconditional love. As you reflect upon the three characters in the parable, be confirmed in your desire to address the loss of sense of sin to which you have referred in your reports.
Pope Benedict said that in this pastoral priority, the bishops need to comprehend that as a service of hope, they need to underline the destructive presence of sin. The Pope recommended they could do this through the promotion of the sacrament of penance.
While the sacrament is often considered with indifference, what it effects is precisely the fullness of healing for which we long.
Understanding the gift of reconciliation, says the Pope, calls for a careful reflection on the ways to evoke conversion and penance in man's heart. Here he took the chance to again quote from his address at the Ecumenical Vespers of Regensburg this last September, when he reminded them that while manifestations of sin abound, the recognition of individual sinfulness has waned.
Not surprisingly, this phenomenon is particularly pronounced in societies marked by secularist post-enlightenment ideology.
This ugly phenomenon, however, of blame and lack of responsibility can be dispelled, says the Pope, through the light of Christ's healing truth.